All right, so I've got a special announcement for you all today, the Empowered Entrepreneur Live event, which is going to be hosted in Los Angeles on October 23rd and 24th of this year, 2019, is now available and open for enrollment. There are limited spots to this event because I host it here in my home. And if you have been following me for some time, if you've seen pictures of events at my house, this is your opportunity to come and spend 2 full days with me and a group of other women that we really, really dive deep into the inner work as well as the outer business work. So what can you expect from the Empowered Entrepreneur event? You know, I like to say that your business only grows as much as you do. So for you to really immerse yourself for 2 days in an expansive environment, for you to be surrounded by other like-minded women entrepreneurs, for you to have the opportunity for me to guide you and give very, very clear guidance on whatever it may be, your next offer, your pricing, your systems and strategies. Maybe you're ready to hire the next person on your team. Maybe you're wanting to get crystal clear on, you know, what kind of the business plan looks like for the next 3 months or so. Maybe you notice that there is just something internally really holding you back, and you know that if you get yourself into a room, if you get yourself into a expansive environment, then it will transform. I am highly skilled at supporting women and having these transformations, and we walk through a number of processes in this live event to do just that. I want you to go check it out at the link below. You can go to thefemininecollective.co/live-event. Again, thefemininecollective.co/live-event. This event is called the Empowered Entrepreneur, and feel free to check out all of the things on the site. There is a video there waiting for you, other women's experiences of this 2-day live event, and all of the pricing. We do have an early bird pricing that is available through September 20th for all of you that are ready to jump right in. And now it's time to dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, today I'm introducing you all to Kayla Kraft. I am so honored and excited to have her on the podcast. Kayla is first and foremost a mother, and she is also an incredibly successful entrepreneur. She is the founder of the brand Mommy Millionaire, which is a coaching program. She does both one-on-ones and live events. She just recently launched a membership site called Mommy Millionaire Community, and she's also in the network marketing community. I'm telling you right now, she is one to watch. I am sure so many of you guys already know her. She is all over Instagram, and I'm telling you now, she is the most generous and kind-hearted soul. She may look perfect on the outside, but she has not had a perfect upbringing. And I was very touched by her realness, her story, and the challenges that she's had to overcome to get to where she is. Get your notes ready. I know you're going to take so much away from this episode. Now let's dig in. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for coming on The Soul of Business. Really excited to have you on here today.
Yay, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I am so impressed by your story. And I want to, for anyone that doesn't know you, I'm sure a lot of my audience already knows who you are. You are a woman in demand, but share with us a little bit about your story becoming a millionaire and how you've built this empire that you have today.
Well, it makes me like get goosebumps. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I've come so far. And I'll tell you a little bit of my story. I won't give you the whole shebang because there's so much. Everybody has such a big story.
Yes.
But when I was 23 years old, I was working as an ER nurse, and I had a 1-year-old at home. And you know, I looked around at all these nurses that were older than me and these doctors that were older than me, and none of them were happy. And they all seemed just like stressed out, miserable, complaining about money. And I just knew something needed to change. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to network marketing. And I don't know if any of you guys listening in have done network marketing, but I had been exposed to it in the past. And what was really interesting about this company was that it was just like health and wellness supplement. So I was just going to eat the food and sell it. And I was like, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I met the founder of the company. I fell in love with him, not literally, but fell in love. I loved him. That sounds so funny when I say that. And I was just like all about what he was doing. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to become a millionaire in this company. And I did. In 3 years, I became a millionaire in network marketing. And that really gave me the belief that I can do anything I put my mind to. I could do anything I put my mind to. And I already knew that kind of growing up because I was raised by a single mom and my dad was in jail most of my life. And so I saw my mom do incredible things. She was such a hard worker and she taught me at a very young age to never speak out loud what you don't want to be true. And even though I didn't have like a glamorous childhood, it was really messy and painful. I wouldn't say anything out loud that even if I was feeling it, if I was having a bad day, she wouldn't let me say it out loud. And it was kind of like to the extreme, right?
Yeah.
But that was something very powerful that she taught me because in my 20s, when I decided I'm going to become a millionaire, that's all I said out loud. And there were moments I had doubt and moments of frustration, but I wouldn't even speak it out loud because I'm like, that's not serving me. What's going to serve me is believing the fact that I can have financial freedom. So I only spoke out loud what I wanted to be true. And that's a little bit of my story. Yeah. And I know it kind of makes it sound like it was easy, but you know, it was one of those things that it was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, like you can make 1 million, you can make 10 million.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So someone listening to this, when you say, you know, I wouldn't speak out anything that wasn't serving me and positive, what do you say to the person that's like, Kayla, I hear you and I'm all about affirmations and I'm all about positivity and I'm all about, you know, and there is, I am concerned. I am stressed. I don't know how this is going to happen. I am scared. I am waking up in the middle of the night going, how the hell am I going to do all these things? What do you say to that person who's like feeling like they're pushing things down or being Pollyanna because they're simply saying positive things all the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, I say if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. So what I mean by that is like people keep on, but you don't understand, Kayla, I'm stressed. Okay. We all have stressful moments, but do you want to stay there? Because if you want to stay there, you just keep talking about it. And I'm not, there are bad, stressful things that happen every single day in my life, every single day. And I give myself, you know, a few minutes to go, hey, is this going to affect me in 5 years? Then I'm not going to dwell on it. Mm-hmm. And life is too short. And I think that's something that because of the way I grew up, there was a lot of painful moments, a lot of people dying, a lot of people in and out of my life and loss. And so I knew at a very young age that life is too short. You only get one chance. Yeah. So if you only get one chance, you've got to go all in on every single moment that you have.
I really hear that your childhood, like, it would be so easy to look at you. You know, you're gorgeous and you've got a beautiful family and you've got three wonderful kids that seem incredibly healthy. And it would be so easy to look at you and go, Kayla, you must have just had it easy and you just have it all together. Mm-hmm. And what I hear is that it wasn't that way, that it was challenging growing up.
I love that. What you're like, what I hear is like, you have to, I love that. I love that you do that. Because I know I can sometimes come off as like, this is the way it is. It's simple. You know, it's black and white. And I have a lot of empathy and compassion for people that are going through struggles right now. And that's why I talk about it so much. Cause like, I get the struggle. I get it. But do you want to stay on the struggle bus? Because if you keep talking about it, that's where you're going to stay. Right? I've never met anybody that's super successful that only talks about their stress and their troubles.
Yeah. 100%.
You know? Right? So, and I know that there's that term, that spiritual bypassing, like, mm-hmm. So I've really become like, okay, I'm going to feel when stuff happens and it sucks. Like I'm going through something right now in my life where it sucks. Like it's not a happy feeling that I'm feeling, but what I'm doing is every single morning I'm acknowledging how I feel about it. Like I feel sad about this situation, but I'm not going to let it bury me. I journal about how it makes me feel. And then I go, how do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel empowered. I know that this is the best thing that's going to ever happen to my family. It's going to be okay. And you know, then I just switch my feelings because I'm going, the sadness isn't going to serve me today, but I'm aware that I feel that way.
Yeah. 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 And I think that's such an important point, is to have the awareness and to allow yourself to feel it in the moment and then to move through. Right.
It's like, and you don't make yourself feel bad. Like I think a lot of people, I feel bad that I'm stressed. I feel bad that I'm still sad about the situation. Like, listen, my aunt died 3 years ago and I'm still sad every single day. I miss her. I could get tears in my eyes every single, because we were so close, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't make myself feel bad because that's just, it's always going to be a part of me. It's learning how to live with that new part of you. And there can't be a light without darkness.
So what do you do? What are your practices? What does your community look like for you to stay in this high vibe state and up-leveled state on a consistent basis?
Yeah. So that's such a good question, because I moved to Newport Beach a year and a half ago. And the whole reason we made the move was because I was living in a city where I kept trying to find a community of ambitious people and like-minded soul, you know, soulful entrepreneurs. And I just couldn't find it. I mean, I was trying really hard for, you know, 7 years.
Where did you live? Where did you move from?
Bakersfield.
Okay.
California. Yeah. It's the Central Valley of California. It's like the armpit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I finally was just like, you know what? I can keep complaining about the fact that I'm not surrounded by people that are moving and shaking, or I could just move to where the people are moving and shaking. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Orange County, California. And now, I mean, the tribe of women that I have locally around me is insane. And the tribe I have just online is crazy amazing too. I'm so glad you're now in that. But so the reason why I bring that up is that a lot of people will complain about that. Like, oh, there's just nobody around me. Well, again, you focus on the wrong things, you're going to get the wrong things. So focus on who you want, and then you'll attract that person into your life. And if they're still not there, if you're in, you know, Timbuktu and there's nobody around you and you want to be surrounded by people, pick your butt up and move to where those people yes. are.
Amen. And like, you of all people, you have 3 kids.
Yeah.
You could have been the queen of excuses. I can't, yep. You know, when I was watching a bunch of snippets before of you being interviewed, and you said something around like, I don't let my kids be an excuse. Mm. Can you expand on that? Because that is, I have a lot of mompreneurs that, you know, are in my community, and it is so easy to go, well, I don't have as much time as the next person. I have to pick them up at 3 o'clock from preschool or kindergarten or whatnot. Tell us how you run your day and how you overcome that, you know, that thing of that battle with time.
Oh my gosh, such a good question. So, you know, I've been raising a business and raising babies since my oldest, who's now 9, was 1. So it's been 8 years of being pregnant and having kids and doing the whole thing. And like, my kids are upstairs right now and they're on an iPad watching a movie because it needs to be quiet in the house. And I do not feel bad about it. I do not feel bad about it whatsoever. Tonight we're going to Disneyland.
Permission. Yeah.
You know, tonight we're going to go to Disneyland for a couple hours. We have season passes. And I think what moms do is they would feel bad about that moment. You know, it's like, oh gosh, I should be playing with them. Like, listen, let your kids be kids. Like, they're fine. They love the fact that they're watching a movie right now, and they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay as long as they know that you are doing this for them and that they are still your number one priority. So my kids know, like, you can come into the office, and even if I'm doing a podcast, mommy's not going to yell at you. I'm going to ask you, is somebody dying? Is there blood? What do you need? But they know that they're allowed in here. This isn't like a sacred space they're not allowed in. Mm-hmm. And while I was first like building my network marketing business, I had events, no joke, every single night of the week. And my husband was completely unsupportive. So he wasn't watching the kids. So I had a baby on my hip. I had kids in swings, and I would always hire a babysitter to come to these events to help all the other moms that were bringing their kids. No joke. And I mean, we would do like blitz days at my house where I would get a babysitter. I would have a ton of food there for all of the moms to bring their kids. We always said hashtag kids allowed. Like, kids are allowed in building this business with us. If you're on a phone call with me and it's supposed to be super professional, you might hear a baby crying in the background, and deal with it, because I know what I bring to the table is amazingness. And so if that means that my kids, you're going to hear them cry in the background, you're going to get that too. It's okay.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I find that when my son runs into my Facebook Live and like does all the things, and it makes you more real. It's like real life. And that's another, like, I love this whole women entrepreneurial space because of that. Like, people want to see you, which means you get to bring your entire life into your brand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about your husband not being supportive at the beginning, because that's another one that I hear a lot. Thank God. I'm very grateful that my husband has been supportive, but people will see that and go, well, he's just so supportive and he's your number one fan and da, 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 da.
What does your husband do?
He's in commercial real estate, which is my background.
He's an entrepreneur, so he gets it.
Yes. Yes, he does. And, but people that listen to my podcast know that, I ran the business with him for about 7 years. And so there was a lot of conversations about me moving on and leaving and following my heart's passion. And he felt quite honestly abandoned for a while. And now he's needing to run this successful company on his own while I go off and, you know, do my thing and figure out. Yeah. And so that was it was challenging. And there were some very fierce conversations that needed to happen in order for me to take a stand for what I ultimately knew that my path and my journey was supposed to have. So how did you flip that switch with your husband, and what did that look like? And what did those conversations look like?
Well, in order to understand my marriage, I got to tell, we got married when I was 21 and he was 19.
Okay. So that says a lot.
And we had only known each other a year, and we were married within a year of dating. It's crazy.
And you're still married.
And we're still married 11 years. So I started it when we were about 2 years married, still newlyweds. Plus we had a 1-year-old. So it was like, wow. Okay. So there's all that going on, that dynamic of just being young and not really understanding how to love one another well. But what happened was he worked for a family business and he was doing really well. And he just didn't understand why can't you just be happy with what we got going on? We're already making 6 figures, which was more than we ever thought we would make at 23 and 21, right? Mm-hmm. Like, can't you just be happy? No, I want more. I want more. And there were a lot of really tough times. I mean, we were separated for a little bit. We went through a lot. But I think the thing that helped us the most was I was 29 years old and I had all the money in the world. I had everything I ever wanted and I was not happy. Mm-hmm. And I hired a business coach. And the first thing the business coach wanted to work on me with was my relationships in my life. And I had to write a letter to my mom, to my stepdad, to my brothers, to my husband, and really realize that I had been being a victim of all of my relationships. Even though I had like this whole, like, I'm a tough woman type thing, I was being a victim in every single one of my relationships because I was looking for them to love me and to make me happy. And I think a lot of women do that. We look outside for that happiness. And sure. So he really helped me realize that, listen, nobody can make you happy, Kayla. You have to make yourself happy. And he worked with me a ton through that. And what happened was it took the pressure off my husband, Chase. And I was like, dude, like, you just do you. Mm-hmm. Like, you be you. I'm not going to turn you into this amazing entrepreneur. Like, I just became neutral about everything with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just do whatever makes you happy, because I'm going to do whatever makes me happy. And all of a sudden, our marriage started to take a turn for the better because I was letting him be him. And wow. So I think that's really what saved us, was me hiring a business coach, which it wasn't a love, he's not a love coach, right? But that's it. I mean, it helped me in so many of my relationships, but really with my husband specifically. And he'll still text me and say, how are you and Chase doing? I'm like, we're doing good.
Kudos to you, because number one, I hear that you were incredibly coachable. To hire a business coach and be able to hear that feedback and take the feedback to really work on your relationships is huge. And number two, you stayed on your side of the street. Like, you learned how to, is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to the grass is greener on the other side. Is that what you're talking about?
No, you didn't go like you weren't all up in your husband's business or like in everyone else's business anymore. Like
no.
by yeah. going, okay, you do you. It's like, okay, wait, I'm just going to focus on myself and stay on my side of the street and let what is happening over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's totally what happened. And anytime I ever get frustrated now with him, with anybody, I'm always like, put the mirror up, Kayla. Like, why is this bothering you? And it's usually because it's making me feel unlovable. Whatever they're doing is making me feel unlovable. And I have a reminder that goes off of my phone that says, it's always you, it's never them. So don't ever put the blame on anybody else. It's always you.
That's a big one for me and my husband. All when I'm like feeling not, mine's not good enough and mine's not feeling appreciated. So I'll be like, you don't appreciate me and I do so many things. And I'm like, oh, right. I get to bring it back to me and appreciate myself for all the things that I'm doing first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so awesome that you realize that too.
Gosh, there's so many things that I want to ask you. Okay. We're going to switch to over to business. Are you good with that?
Let's do it.
Cool. So I have, you know, a handful of women that come to me that are in network marketing and they want to get into coaching. And I think that there's this idea, like I can't expand my business outside of network marketing until I grow to a certain level. Like, you know, Kayla can do it and Lori Harder can do it and so-and-so can do it because they're the queens of these network marketing companies. What do you have to say? I'm very curious about your opinion for that woman that is getting started and has built some type of tribe, but's not really quote unquote there yet.
Well, I feel that 100% because even when I decided to venture off to something new and I'm at the top of my company at the time, there was a lot of heat I got. Mm-hmm. Lost a lot of friends over it because when you're in network marketing, it's kind of like they just want everybody to be laser focused on the one thing. And the one thing is increasing sales, right? I mean, they're going to do what's best for their company.
Of course.
They want everybody on the same train tracks. And so when people do something different, they don't want anybody to get distracted. So starting your own other business on the side is a distraction. So I would say as long as you're with one network marketing company, because I've seen people try to do multiple things, like two different companies, like that's never going to work. Mm-hmm. That'll never work. Mm-hmm. So don't try to do that. But what's so amazing, if you've been thinking about getting into the coaching space and you're in network marketing as well, that is a funnel. I would totally just brand myself as a coach and funnel people in. They say, hey, well, I can't afford to really start, you know, life coaching with you. Well, what do you think about starting a business? And I'll life coach you for free. Mm-hmm. You know, so you funnel people in that way. And then they go, oh, this is perfect. I'm getting coaching. You're teaching me how to be a coach. Really, if you want to be successful at network marketing, you have to be a good coach. That's what I found. I'm like, I've been doing this forever. I've been doing this so long. And the more successful you are in network marketing is like, you're just a good coach.
Okay. So let's flip that switch. So if someone says, I can't afford you for life coaching and come be part of my network marketing and you get life coaching for free, how does the person that's been in network marketing who desires to then start charging more for their time and their energy branch out of, oh my gosh, I'm just available to all these people because that's what you're supposed to do in the network marketing space?
Yeah, I don't do that. So here, I mean, set some boundaries around yourself. So I always would give people a list of 10 things they had to do. So do these 10 things. After you complete them, then come back to me. There's a lot of people who never came back. They couldn't do the 10 things. Okay. And then after you do the 10 things, then here's another 10 things I want you to do. Here's another. And because that's proving to me that they're coachable, they're willing to listen to me. Anybody that's willing to match my energy, I will match it all day long and I will help you build your life. Mm-hmm. But you have to prove to me that you want it. And so that's the one way is you have to qualify people. And I think a lot of times people go, oh, well, if they have a heartbeat, I'm talking to them. No, because that will drain you of your energy so quickly. So qualify people by giving them tasks to do. You know, and I would say like make a list of 100 people. That's easy. Okay. Now I want you to make a post every single day on social media for 7 days. Mm-hmm. Check. You know, if they can do that, then I will get on a phone call with them. But if you can't even do that, like I'm not getting on a phone call with you.
So how much of your time is spent on your network marketing company versus your other streams of income?
Right now, I'm not spending any time on my network marketing business.
Okay. It's built. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And residual income is coming in.
Yeah. And I would say it definitely dropped a ton after I stopped focusing on it. Mm. But it's still coming in pretty great. But now I'm just like, I've built up Mommy Millionaire in a year to be a seven-figure brand. So I'm like, I'm just going full force with that.
Amazing. Tell me more about that. I want to hear all the things about Mommy Millionaire as a seven-figure brand.
So basically what we did with Mommy Millionaire is I started because I was really into social media and I thought, okay, Mommy Millionaire is actually just going to help. It's just going to become a social media agency. We're going to help all these people. And then I did it for 1 month. I took on a couple clients and I was like, I don't want to do this. I hate this. Like, we're not doing this. So it, the reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, you think it's going to be one thing and your idea morphs into something else.
Yes.
And I say that because a lot of people, oh gosh, it just has to be this way. And they're scared to fail. And I'm like, oh, I massively failed at that first thing I wanted to do. So then I just moved on to the second thing I wanted to do. And then the third thing. And so now we're on the third thing. We're on plan C and I like it a lot. It's working really well. Okay.
Okay. Tell me about plan C.
So that's where we started the podcast and the podcast is awesome. And you know that having a podcast is seriously the best thing that you could do for your business. Like, mm-hmm. and at people, well, am I too little to start a podcast? No, like start a podcast.
Tell me why you say that.
Because that's the number one way to figure out if you're going to like somebody or not. The thousands of people, you know, that are listening into this episode right now, they're going to go, okay, Kayla's my cup of tea. Heidi's my cup of tea. Or they're going to go, Kayla is not my cup of tea. Cause I could tell right away. And just the way she talks, the way that she mm-hmm. shares her story, I don't like her. Like, I'm not going to buy anything from her. Mm-hmm. You can, like, it's just a more intimate conversation compared to just watching somebody on video.
Okay.
It really is because people are way more themselves when it's just audio. Cause they're like, I don't care what I look like. I'm just, you mm-hmm. know, talking and sharing my truth.
Okay.
So it really will repel the wrong people and bring in the right people. And that's how we've created Mommy Millionaire into being what it is today. You know, we started with group coaching, a live event, a mastermind. I have a membership program called the Millionaire Society.
Yeah. And you recently just launched that for the first time, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In June. And so that thing I'm like so freaking excited about. I mean, and then I do private coaching as well. Okay. So
the podcast is your funnel.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you spend just as much time going out and being on other people's podcasts, AKA you're here, which I'm so grateful for, as well as doing your own. What is you like, are yeah, you I, really
the,
focused
the way
on
that
both?
You become successful in podcasting is collaboration. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I do try to be on as many people's podcasts that ask me if it works with my schedule, then I will say yes, because like, of course I'm all about collaborating with other people. And so do that. I think, also with podcasts is a lot of people think, oh, well, I need to get a sponsor. You know, I need to get people to pay me. Mm-hmm. Well, when you do that, then it's like, you know, you're collecting a paycheck from somebody else. Why not self-sponsor your podcast?
Yeah. So you kind of feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of products that I feel, but I'm like, still like, you're going to pay me 10 cents a download. Like, no, thank you. I'm going to talk about me and myself. Okay.
Cool. So you self-fund it. And so are you still doing the group coaching and the mastermind and the membership site?
I'm only doing my mastermind, private coaching, and my live event, and then the membership site. Yeah.
Why did you decide to take out the group coaching?
Oh, I hate group coaching.
I'm asking this because I recently am funneling that out of my business, but that has been the number one, that has been my number one thing for the last 2 years is having, you know, 15 and then I ended up having 50 and then 55 women in different groups. And I'm so curious why.
I just don't like it.
How come?
I like the one-on-one. I like being able, so I am a much better one-on-one coach than I am with group coaching.
Okay.
I don't know. I just never, now there are other things I've done, like live courses where there's a lot of people, like, you know, we just did a mastery course where about 100 women went through and, you know, so everybody's on the line, but I'm teaching, I'm training. So I'm not coaching. I was teaching about branding and da, 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 da. And you could mm-hmm. ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I will probably do that again, but group mm-hmm. coaching, oh, I just cannot.
Okay. Okay. So one-on-one, I love it. I love it. You're so clear. You're so clear.
I think, you've got to just decide what you like for you. Just because somebody else, I know there's a lot of coaches out there that teach you got to have a low tier, mid tier, high tier, and you got to do all these things. Like you got to do what you like at the end of the day. And like, I wanted to pull my hair out when I was doing group coaching.
How long were your programs?
12 weeks.
Okay. So now you've got the membership site. Do you go live in there?
Yeah. I go live about 3 times a week in my group.
3 times a week. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing. That's so much value.
Yeah. They get a lot. So, the whole goal of the membership program, it's called the Millionaire Society. And, you know, to coach with me one-on-one, it's like $60,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And it was like, most people, like when I was 23, like I would have laughed at that. Like, there's no way I could have afforded that. Mm-hmm. I thought about me when I was 23, what could I afford? And what would I even be willing to wrap my brain around investing in? Because mm-hmm. you're not used to that. When you're new to the personal development world, it's weird. Like, why do I have to pay you to help me? Well, because when you invest in somebody, you're basically drawing a line in the sand that you're willing to do whatever it takes. You're worth it. And it's more about an energy exchange, right? So that's like why I was like, I need to have something right at the beginning. And the whole goal is to get these people to come into the mastermind eventually, which is $25,000 a year.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's kind of like the goal for everybody. Like, oh, I can't wait to be in your mastermind one day. Because in my mastermind, I mean, you get access to me and to my team, and you get to come to my events. And so it's a, you know, it's a much more access.
Yes. Yeah. How many people do you have in your mastermind?
20 right now. We have 20.
Okay. But and is it on an evergreen? It's not open. And so you just open it one time a year.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a wait list right now for it.
So that was my next question. So at this point, have you built up your following and community enough that when you open something, it just fills?
No, I still,
that is my dream.
You know what? Like, I think that I feel like people have this like misconceived notion that ever happens.
Okay.
You really have to warm up your audience for every single launch that you do. I mean, I know people that have a way bigger podcast than me. Like one of my girlfriends, she gets 1 million downloads a month mm-hmm. on her podcast mm-hmm. and her programs do not sell out. I mean, she's still hustling like I am doing these things because people have a problem investing in themselves. Yeah. They really do. And so you have to constantly teach them about why they're worth it.
Do you get on sales calls or do you have a team?
Oh, I do all my sales calls. So I actually, one of the things that I actually do is I'll do sales calls for other people as well. So, and I have a,
oh my God, I love you.
So I actually, what I was going to do at the beginning of the year was start my own sales agency. And then I decided that, and so I was basically training other people. We were doing other people's sales calls. And I just, again, I was like, I don't really want to do this. Like, actually. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people say, well, just stick it out. But I'm like, I got like 4 other things that I'm working on right now. Like, mm-hmm. let's just like, you know, we gotta rein it back in. And so I gave up on that little thing that I was going to do.
So fair. And you listen to yourself. You're following. This is what I talk about all the time, is like following your intuition, feeling into what feels good. Like you, the only way that you know if you don't like something is to try it. You right. have to get into action. There's way too many people waiting around and just going, oh, I'm going to wait for the sign. I'm going to wait till I get the clarity. I'm going to wait till I know. It's like, no, you start, you do, and then you receive the feedback.
Exactly.
And then you shift.
Exactly. I love that.
How many, I'm just curious because I have my own numbers and I'm asking this more for me than I for anyone else, but how many calls will you do for to have 20 women in a mastermind? How many sales calls do you get on?
Well, I think I got on 30 calls. So
that's amazing. So you had a good application process.
Yes, Okay. Exactly. I am very good. I will not get on the phone. I mean, I could look at your application and go, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
And we had hundreds of people I didn't get on the phone with because it was like, there's no point. So we have a very, I mean, even on my application, it says, do you have to speak to your husband about financial investments? Mm-hmm. If so, he needs to be on the phone call. Mm-hmm. So if anybody that said that you have to speak to their husband, I wouldn't even get on the phone call with them because I'm like, no.
Amazing.
You're not the type of person I need in my mastermind. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just like, if you don't have a supportive spouse like that, like you need to be in my society first. Like we need to work through some things. Mm-hmm. Then we can come be in the mastermind.
Great. So mastermind, I love it. I love it. You're hardcore and you're like, you're very clear. And yet I hear that you have you stand by what you say and it's working. Like you're attracting your tribe. Mm-hmm. How many people do you have in your society?
Well, we started off with 500 with the first launch. And then, what's really interesting is I think because it was such a low cost, we had a lot of people that didn't even join the Facebook group that were paying for it. So uh-huh. weird. Like we have people still that's 3 months in that have still not joined the Facebook group that are paying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that's weird. Second thing, I like talking about the nitty gritty. Second thing is we've had 20% turnover rate since month after month. So we're on third month. So we lost about 20%.
Is that a lot in the membership world?
Well, we heard that the lifetime for a membership person is 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were expecting a turnover of a lot, you know, basically the 500 every 3 months. So we're just figuring it out. We don't know if that's normal because a lot of our friends haven't done a membership site.
Okay.
So, yeah. So all we're right. figuring Same it learning. Out. Mm-hmm. The thing that I'm obsessed with the membership program though, like obsessed because the people that are in it and their diehards for it are obsessed with it. Okay. And I also did a closed membership, right? So you can only get in at one time. Like right now you can't get into the society.
Okay.
So we're going to reopen it up in September and then that'll be once that's open for 5 days and then we will not reopen it till January. So
do you know how many times you'll open it up throughout the year?
Three times.
Mm-hmm. You open up your mastermind once.
Yep.
And then how many one-on-one clients are you taking at any given time?
Really for me, I can really only handle about 5 mm-hmm. a year, but we're going to see what happens in 2020. I don't know if I'll do any in 2020.
Aha. All right.
But I still love that. It's just a matter of the emotional energy that I can expend because what I'm going to create in 2020 is going to be amazing. And I just have to put all my
Can we get any type of forecasting on what that's going to be?
It'll be a certification exciting. Program.
Ooh, okay.
That's coming.
All right. Certification to become a millionaireess. Kayla, I feel like I could talk to you all day. Is there anything else that you just feel that you want to share about? I know you have a really cool live event coming up in Scottsdale. Feel free to tell the audience about how they can find you and work with you and get more in touch with you.
Yay. Well, I think like just to understand, like Mommy Millionaire is really all about a mission. And the mission is to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. And I'm all about like I just told you guys, like I'm telling you the real nitty gritty, like, mm-hmm. you know, this is what it looks like to build a business. And, that's all that we bring to you at Mommy Millionaire is just the real stuff. Okay. Here's what's working today. What worked yesterday isn't working today. Let's try something new. Let's bring you the mindset stuff to help you really keep believing in yourself to keep mm-hmm. going at Mommy Millionaire Live. It's going to be awesome because I feel like the most powerful thing about these bigger events is just the networking that happens because you meet so many people that will help you get to where you want to go. You're mm-hmm. going to meet other podcasters. You'll meet other coaches, people that you could basically collaborate and do a partnership with. Like these are the things that will change your business and take it to the next level. So I'll give you an example. Every single one of my speakers are all really close friends of mine. And we've all, you know, done podcast collaborations. We've all like shared each other's audiences by going live on each other's platforms on social media. And that has tremendously helped me make Mommy Millionaire into a 7-figure brand. Like I'll have, you know, oh, I found you through Heidi or I found you through Tara. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yay. You know, and then my people will sign up for their programs. And it's so, I hate saying my people, but you know what I mean?
Your community. Yeah. They are your people.
And so it's just, it's really powerful. Like you sometimes think that you got to do this alone, but if you have that mindset it's going to take you so much longer to get to where you want to go. And I'm a true believer in that babe supporting babes. Like whatever I can do to help you. Yes.
Amen.
As long as I feel like you're that type of girl too, like I will do whatever I can to help you. And there's a lot of girls out there that are not like that. They're just kind of like, and I'm like, okay, you go over and be in your corner and let me go find my people.
Was that way? Or was that something that you had to learn along the way?
Oh my gosh, I totally was not that way, because in network marketing, it's very competitive. So you would never promote somebody else that's in the same company as you for fear of, oh my gosh, well, if I promote her, then those people are going to sign up with her. And so I can't talk about anybody else but myself. Mm-hmm. And it's very like, it's a totally different environment. Like,
yeah. It's interesting because that's exactly how commercial real estate is. There's not even any women, and it's like dog eat dog. And you know, I mean, literally you like take all of your papers that are on your desk at night and put them into a locked cabinet because you're afraid that someone is going to come over and look at what's on your paper and like steal your client. Like it's so intense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is such a fun world then that we get to
heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's so inviting and uplifting. You know, even when I was a nurse, it was the same way. Like it was just very like, there's only room for one person at the top. And in this like world, everybody can be whatever they want to be. And the more that you realize that, like it is not crowded in this space. It is, people keep on thinking it's crowded. I promise you it's not crowded, because somebody may work with Kayla Kraft for 1 year and they go, you know what? I like her. I'm a huge Kayla Kraft fan. And now I'm moving on to Heidi Stevens, right? Because I want to see what her cup of tea tastes like. Yeah. Right. So, and then they'll move on to the next person.
That's exactly what happens. And we do it ourselves. And then our client, it's
totally, because we want to learn from everybody. Life is all about learning. And so like, let's bring the best teachers up together.
I love it. I love you. I'm so happy that we connected on here. Where can we find you?
Yeah. So I love to hang out on Instagram. It's Kayla.CAYLA.CRAFT. And you guys could head over to mommymillionaire.co as well. I have a couple free resources for you. I have a free branding questionnaire. So if you've been a little lost about how to make content online, we help you figure out who you're talking to. I also have a free ebook that's all about helping more customers say yes to you. And it's all about being yourself. So that's a free download you can get if you head over to mommymillionaire.co. I would love for you guys to check it out and let me know what you think.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Kayla.
Yay. Thank you.